Discover your talent. Do what you love. Up next on Veteran on the Move, I'm talking with Don Hutchison, host of the Discover Your Talent podcast.
Welcome to Veteran on the Move. If you're a veteran in transition, an entrepreneur wannabe, or someone still stuck in that J-O-B trying to escape, this podcast is dedicated to your success. And now, your host, Joe Crane.
This episode of Veteran on the Move is brought to you by Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community with over 18,000 classes in business, entrepreneurship, design, technology, and more. Veteran on the Move listeners can get 2 months of Skillshare premium for just 99 cents. To sign up, go to veteranonthemove.com/Skillshare. Don Hutchison, welcome to Veteran on the Move. Thanks for being here and sharing your entrepreneurial story.
Before we get to talking, I'm delighted to be here, Joe. I'm delighted to be with you.
Yeah, so before we get to talking about business and entrepreneurship, take us back and tell us what you did in the Army just a few years ago.
Yeah, well, it was actually a while back. I'm a little bit long in the tooth. This was in 1968, and I went into the military.
I was born in 67, by the way.
Okay, all right. Well, that nails me. I was my draft number came up. I was in university, and my draft number came up, and so I don't do well on tests, but I took this test that said, "Hey, you're pretty good at languages." So I lucked out with that, and after basic training at Fort Benning, I went out to Monterey to study at the Defense Language Institute, and I was going to major in Russian studies just because I liked literature, and so for 48 weeks. I studied Russian at the Presidio of Monterey, which was an amazing experience. And after that, I went to radio school, and then I went to Germany and spent a while being a radio operator in Western Germany. And we tracked the maneuvers of the Soviets in Eastern Germany in their tank maneuvers and things. And that's what we. That's what my job was for a while.
Interesting, yeah. Interesting job and interesting times in an interesting place. So you came back to the U.S. We were talking earlier. You got an early out to go back to school. What was your transition out of the Army like back then?
Well, I was very lucky, to say the least. I was very blessed that all that occurred like it did, and transitioned back to the same university I'd left 3 years earlier, almost 3 years earlier, Emory University in Atlanta. And I went back and finished my degree in Russian language and literature, and didn't know what I wanted to do. Just what wasn't I'm a lifelong entrepreneur, but at that time I didn't know that's where I was headed. And I was all set to take a job at a private school teaching Russian language and literature, and a friend of mine worked at Delta Airlines, had an idea for a magazine, a guy named Fred Brown, and the magazine was Brown's Guide, and it was a recreational outdoor hiking, biking, canoeing, environmental magazine. And so, for reasons known only to my gut, instead of taking this cushy teaching job that was secure, I joined this underfunded publication, and the rest is history. I was an entrepreneur the rest of my life.
Yeah, So you've been from one entrepreneurial venture to another over, you know, 4 decades.
Right.
And what has that been like versus, you know, working at the JOB and climbing the corporate ladder? Did you have a number of corporate opportunities come up from time to time and you always ran away from them, or was it just luck that you continued on as an entrepreneur most of your career?
Well, One of the things I talk about in some of the work we do have done over the years in this career space is I just trusted my gut. I feel real blessed about that. I trusted my instincts. So I never was tempted to go on the corporate side because I had ideas for companies. After the magazine, I got into the advertising business because I'd been in the ad business and the magazine business for about 8 years, and I saw the ad agencies and what they did, and I'm innately a writer and a creative type, and I just thought there might be a place for another agency in Atlanta that focused on the creative side extensively, and that led me to move from publishing into advertising. So I had corporate clients, like you're saying. I mean, I had clients like Georgia-Pacific and Bell South and Hardee's Hamburgers. So I saw what friends and associates and clients were doing on the corporate side, and most of my friends worked for big companies, but I never did.
And Don, you're actually a podcast host yourself on the Discover Your Talent podcast. What is it you're doing on the Discover Your Talent podcast?
I've been fascinated by what makes people successful since I can remember. And I'm just fascinated. I know you know the statistics from Gallup that around the world, in their survey of about 2 years ago, 86% of people around the world are not using the best of who they are. And in their 2017 study, 67% of people in this country of 100 million jobs are not using their talents. And so that's just always been there, whether I was in the ad business or I did a career planning company around this and I did a developmental magazine for lawyers. I just have just been fascinated around that problem. So when it came time to think about this internet space, we looked at my business partner, Jan Freund, and I, one of my business partners, Jan Freund, and I looked at the space and thought, there's still this crying need for helping people figure out who they are and what they want and how to get there. So the podcast interviews people from around the world. We've done over 600. And we talk to people about the turning points that they go through from the time they're a little kid until present day. And they might be 35 or 85. And what were the turning points and the decisions they made to get them to the next level? And it's just really fascinating to see those stories. And by sharing their insights, our vision is that it helps people around the world at various turning points learn what they can do to get their careers to the next level.
Now, have you noticed any trends or themes? Or obviously, you're heavily into this and have been fascinated by it for decades now. What are some of the big things that you've noticed people? What I'm curious about is, what's the biggest obstacle facing most people to actually get into an occupation or a passion that suits them perfectly? Why is it that so many of us don't get that?
Well, there are actually six. I mean, there are probably 100, but the six that we've come up with, thank you for that question, because we just did a webinar. We're just producing a webinar that addresses this issue, the six reasons that creating a meaningful career is so complicated. So after studying this for 29 years, here's what we've come up with. And I'll tick off the highlights and we can talk about it. Number one, we don't know our innate talents and abilities. I know that sounds counterintuitive, but I'll explain. Mm-hmm. Number two, if you ask 100 people, where do you start with your career? 99 of them would say, well, you start with your why, right? Mm-hmm. Well, after 29 years, I can tell you that's the second question. You start with your who. You start with understanding who Joe Crane is, who Don Hutchison is, intricately, and then you can talk about your why. But until you know who you are, your talents, your abilities, your skills, your values, you can't find your why. Number three, we get advice from everybody, our parents, our people at our churches and synagogues and whatever, and our bosses, and that's fine, but they don't know us. Number four, we don't do enough research. I coached lawyers for many years. I can't tell you how many lawyers went to law school without interviewing a lawyer or a judge or a mediator. I mean, really, it's amazing. Lawyers are smart folks. But everybody does that. We've had 600 people on the show, and I can't tell you how many people say, oh, yeah, I took that job and blah, blah, because it sounded like a good job, but they didn't know what it entailed. And then the next one is fear. Okay, listeners know what fear is. They're fear of success, fear of failure, fear of, you know, we have to put bread on the table. And finally, like I said at the start of the show, we don't trust our instincts. We really don't. And so those are the six issues that I literally have written a couple of books about it. That's why we get stuck. And that's why those statistics are 86% and 67%, and why people get lodged in the matrix, as I say.
Interesting. And then, so do you actually have a process that you're able to put people through, or an exposure or question answer session that allows people to identify these things?
Well, we spent, I told you I was in the advertising business for about 11 years and had a great team, and we were blessed to do very well with that. And I actually, after 11 years in the business, I got fascinated with this topic so much that I sold the agency and dug into the problem with a friend of mine, also from the Army, that I met, an Atlanta fellow. And we spent about a year and a half digging into the great women and men who had studied this problem. And we came up with a process that it's the whole person approach. And we did that for about 11 years. And it was very successful around the world. And so, yeah, the answer is yes. We did that with tens of thousands of people. We did it with corporations from IBM to Coca-Cola. And after 11 years, I sold the company and moved on to some other things. And as I told you in the pre-interview chat, with this podcast, we've now decided after a couple of years that we're going to take that those technologies and those processes and offer them through an extension of the podcast called The Talent Team. And that is how we're going to help people, veterans and others, tackle these six very, very tricky and intricate problems.
Interesting. All right, Tom. Well, we're going to talk more about that when we get back. We'll be take a quick break. We'll be right back. Skillshare is an online learning community with over 18,000 classes in business, entrepreneurship, design, technology, and more. You can take classes in social media marketing, data analytics, brand strategy, productivity, and time management. You name it, they've got it. You want to explore your creative side? They've got classes in photography, illustration, and writing as well. So whether you're trying to start a side hustle or a new business, deepen your professional skill set, or just explore a new passion, Skillshare is there to keep you learning and thriving. In the military, technical and tactical proficiency is a must and requires constant learning and training. In business, lifelong learning is important to any entrepreneur to stay up with the trends and latest tools of your trade. You can join Skillshare today with a special offer just for my listeners. Get 2 months of Skillshare Premium for just 99 cents. That's right. Skillshare is offering Veteran on the Move listeners 2 months of unlimited access to over 18,000 classes for just 99 cents. To sign up, go to veteranonthemove.com/Skillshare. Again, go to veteranonthemove.com/Skillshare to start your 2 months now. All right, we're back talking with Don Hutchison from Discover Your Talent Podcast. Don, before the break, you had mentioned there were six main reasons why many of us don't end up where utilizing our talents or end up in an occupation where we're doing what we're truly good at. Number one was, you know, the six reasons why. Number one was we really don't know what we're good at. So explain how that happens, or how is it that most of us don't really have a strong grasp of what we're good at?
It's a great question. I like what Peter Drucker said in a 1995 Harvard Business Review article. In this article called Managing Oneself, he said, most people think they know what they're good at. They're usually wrong. And he went on to say, and frankly, they're wrong at what they're not good at. Well, I got hooked on that question in 1988 at a barbecue at my ad agency, Hutchison Shetsy. And I was just talking to one of our young superstars who had come to us a year earlier. And she really was sublimely good at what she did. She felt good about herself. She was confident, not arrogant, and just comfortable in her own skin. And I said, what was the path that got you here? Well, she went to a good school. She went to a good university. She went to Brown University and studied psychology and marketing. And she found out about us. We had a pretty high profile. And she just got into a slot and just was working great and had a great future ahead of her. So I said, okay, how'd you do it? She said, oh, a lot of things. But I took this assessment when I was a junior in high school. So I said, oh, something like a Myers-Briggs or a Strong Campbell, or she said, no, it was about abilities. And I said, okay. And she spent 7 hours, two different days, not checking boxes, but actually going through what are called work samples to figure out how she communicated, problem solved, made decisions, her leadership, management style, et cetera. And I got extensive feedback and so forth. And I was just mesmerized. So 2 weeks later, I find myself in this, they had a research branch in Atlanta, and I found myself in this office going through the same thing, and it changed everything for me. A year and a half later, I ended up selling this ad agency. And with a brilliant psychologist, we dug into this problem for another year to figure out what makes people successful from not a motivational point of view, but from how we are, who we are as people. And, you know, we're intellectual, spiritual, emotional, physical people, and we don't understand ourselves very extensively. So we bought the rights to that assessment, computerized it, and made that the foundation of this thing called the whole person approach, where you, if you understand, when Joe Crane understands who Joe Crane is and how he's hardwired, then he's able to evaluate opportunities from a position of strength. And I'll give you a quick example. My dad, who was a good man, also a veteran, he and his three brothers were veterans, wanted me to be a dentist because it was shorter than medical school. Well, I didn't find out until many years later. I got into chemistry in college, real chemistry, and I realized I wasn't that guy. So I ended up picking up English and philosophy and doing real well, but I would have flunked out if I'd stayed in chemistry. I found out 20 years later that I'm not hardwired to do the sciences. It's not at all how my brain works. And so each of us is hardwired in a different way. And the sooner we know that, the better we can, at least that square one of how we figure out a path and the options that we need to take so that we can get into our sweet spot. That's a lot of words, but that's the overview.
Interesting. So, and following further down the list, you said most of us start with the why, which essentially translates what we're motivated to do or what we're motivated to have or to accomplish.
That's right.
But more importantly, we should really be starting with the who.
Yes. Yes, because that's the starting point. That's precisely right, Joe. That's the starting point. But what we put around that, this assessment, is if you get your abilities, your innate talents, if you get that part, okay, that's the starting point, but that's not nearly enough. I think it's really where to start. But then there are skills that we learn. Veterans are out there listening to this podcast. Well, good heavens. The women and men who are veterans that served in various branches of the service, they learned many, many skills that they can take to the workplace. But if you know your abilities underneath that, it's even more powerful. But then what are your passions and interests? You might be multi-talented. You might have many, many skills, but until you focus on where you want to focus on the interest, then you have a personal style. You're an introvert, extrovert. How does that work? And what are your core values? You know, do you want to make a lot of money to the exclusion of family? Do you want to make family first? Do you want a combination? And then where you are in your stage of development, what age you are, there's a lot of difference from being 22 and 62. Then all that has to tie together in an overview, a strategic view of your life and career. And that's the course that we developed and courses around that for students and people at different stages of life. But then you can know that's your who, but then you can know your why, what, and how after you have that strategic piece in place. You'd never go into a basketball league without knowing who your players were, what their talents were, what the competition was, you know, how you complement and can compete against them. And certainly in a military situation, you know, it's your true north. You'd never go into combat or any of those amazingly difficult situations without having all that stuff figured out. Well, we go into our careers with not nearly enough information, and that's why it's 86% and 67% of people are still out there scratching their heads and saying, well, is this all there is?
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of different tests out there, a lot of personality tests and all that. Matter of fact, Dave Ramsey, he requires any potential employee to take, I forget which one it is, but to take the test as to, you know, which kind of person you are. Mm-hmm. And then he takes it a step further. He requires that person to post it right there on their office door or the cube farm or wherever it may be, where mm-hmm. you sit, so that anybody that comes talks to you knows that, okay, this person deals in these kinds of things or focuses in this kind of a way. I need to frame what I'm talking to them about in this kind of way.
Yeah, that's smart. I mean, that's really smart. As far as career goes, that's about a tenth of the equation, however. As far as career goes, as far as inter-office communications, that's brilliant. I actually interviewed somebody on the show recently that mm-hmm. has a similar model. I think you cannot beat that. But that's what people do. So inter-office, I think that's brilliant. But if that's how most people head out on their careers, to even this assessment, which has been around 90 years, even that, as seminal as that is in my experience, a million people have been through it, that's not nearly enough. Because until you look at yourself as a whole person, you can't really know what your real true north is. You can't know what your personal vision is because you haven't put all those other factors that make you you to work for yourself. You just don't do it. We don't do enough reflection to really get to the core of what our best self is.
And the test or the evaluation that you have, does it have a name?
Yeah, it sure does. It's part of what we're offering with the talent team, and it's called the Highlands Ability Battery. That's what I bought the rights to that test, and that's what we branded it in 1992, and it's still going on today.
Huh. And is it mostly just a written test, or it's probably computerized now, but is it mostly just question and answer?
No, it's really not. That's what all the other tests are, and you check a box. And I love all the other tests. I think I've been through every single one of them, from StrengthsFinder to DISC to you name it. No, it's not that. It tests 19 abilities, and so their problems used to be you did it hands-on. That seven-hour assessment I went through, you actually did it in an office hands-on. Well, in today's world, how's that working for you? That's not going to work, yeah. A seven-hour test in somebody's office. But now we computerized it many, many years ago. And now there's a thing called spatial relations visualization. So imagine a set of Legos, the drawing of a set of Legos, and it's in an L block. And then the next slide on the computerized test shows you that same set or that same Lego in another position. If you're spatial relations visualization savvy, you can know out of the four choices which one that is in a heartbeat, because all these tests are timed. Well, I can sit there and look at it. I mean, if I had 2 or 3 minutes, I could figure it out. But you don't have 2 or 3 minutes. You have 10 seconds. So they're timed, because if you have that innate ability or talent, and that's just one example, they cover 19, 18 other abilities. If you have those innate talents, you do that just laser fast. So when you understand your profile and the combination of abilities, you get into a work setting, whether you're a surgeon or a salesperson or a teacher or a counselor or whatever, and you can streamline your effectiveness by knowing, just like I figured out I wasn't good at science by any stretch and could never be a dentist. Well, I'm pretty darn good as a writer and as an inventor. Well, I could have found that out when I was 15. And I got through. I did fine, but there was just a lot of – you go through a lot of scratching your head and going down a lot of dark alleys if you don't know that information about yourself.
So you're good as a writer and an inventor?
Mm-hmm. As it turns out, I didn't know. But yeah. if you look at my career, I've created 6 companies in 4 spaces, and I've written a bunch of stuff, articles and books, and it's how my mind works. But it's all right there in my profile. And again, the profile is just a template. You know, you can do things if you don't have the innate abilities. I could have probably muscled my way through dental school because I've got a pretty high discipline quotient. But what's the point in that? You know, what's the point in that? I don't want to spend 30 years of my life looking at somebody's mouth when I can, in fact, invent. In fact, you don't want me near your mouth. So, you know, I mean, I came up with some, you know, I'm proud to say some inventions and innovations in career planning and a couple of other areas that that's the way my mind works. And just imagine this, Joe. I headed out from Emory after my tour of duty in the Army, and I was scheduled to be a teacher at a private school. Okay, teaching Russian, I'm actually a pretty good teacher. I could have spent 30 years getting a PhD in teaching Russian and probably built a pretty good career. Well, as it happens, I created a bunch of companies in 4 different categories, and that's, you know, because I trusted my instincts and got into the right opportunity to learn by experience, I was able to use the best of who I am, and I think that's why we're here. Is to for ourselves, but those that we love, and for the good of the order. Gallup says it costs this country $500 to $600 billion a year, because only 33% of us are engaged in what we do. Can you look at those numbers? And around the world, I can't even imagine how big those numbers are. If 86% of people are disengaged.
Well, Don, military transition is a huge thing, and there's big money in it. Also, the Department of Defense spends millions and millions of dollars in all these transition programs because civilians transition from job to job all the time also, but the military transition is much more of a severe transition. It's going from one culture to another. Probably involves relocation, a whole host of factors involved in a military transition. We mainly focus on the job aspect of the military transition, and we go through all these mandatory transition courses, and they're kind of a one size fits all type course. And we do take some of those tests to find out what we're good at and what we like. But really most of the basic transition stuff in the military is focused on, you know, finding a job, getting a job.
Right.
We're helping you go to school. So in focusing on transition with military folks, it's a predefined point in their life that they know they're going to make a big change, and it's coming ahead. Most of the time you have a lot of time to think about it. You know, it's coming years in advance. Here it comes. Sometimes it may happen in a very short time going, oh, by the way, you're actually going to be out here in a couple months. I mean, you still knew you were going to be getting out, but maybe it got accelerated quickly for one reason or another. So in regards to someone getting out of the military and going through a transition, it's really a life transition. What kind of advice would you have for them to make sure they enjoy where they land?
I would go out as soon as they get off of this podcast, and I would get onto Amazon.com, and I would order a book. And no, it's not my book. It's The Bible of Career Planning by Richard Bowles. For 40 years, the genius just passed away a couple of months ago at 90. It's called What Color is Your Parachute? This genius started literally 40-some-odd years ago taking a look at this career planning space, and he's just did masterful work. He sold, I don't know, 10 or 12 million copies. That's where I'd start. And it's 350 pages, and yes, it's daunting, but hey, what's your life worth to you? Is it worth reading a 350-page book or not? Yeah. And I would start there. And then if they want to go look at Discover Your Talent, Don't Waste Your Talent. That's our podcast. Don't Waste Your Talent. Then that's, you know, that's another good choice. That's a book that I co-authored. But they've got to I respect everybody in this whole niche, believe me, because I am a veteran and I love my veteran sisters and brothers. Like I said, all four of my father's brothers served in the military in World War II. I get that piece, how vital it is. But if you don't get your who right, you're going to fall into that 86% and 67%. So if, at least if you start out with something like what color is your parachute, and you realize that it is the most complicated question you face. You realize that you are multifaceted. I talked to somebody not too long ago that got out of the military, had a good career, and spent another 16 years doing a job that he hated because it paid really well, and he didn't do – and he was a very transparent, honest, heart-centered guy. But, you know, we talked about all this, and he said, I just didn't know that there was another way to look at it. And I said, hey, I get it. I just happened to be a guy that started looking at it for whatever reason, I don't know. But it's the way that 95 or 98% of us do it. We don't go inside. When people say, what's the first thing you do? What would I say to every veteran out there listening right now, whether they're just getting ready to get out or have been out for 10 years? What would I say? Take an assessment? Take this course? No. Get this book? No. I'd say, stop. Okay, there's this long pause. What? Yeah, stop. Stop, stop. You know, stop just pushing ahead. Go, 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 get. Just take 5 minutes a day. Take 5 minutes a day. However, just be quiet. Take 5 minutes a day. Journal if you want to. Just write down what's going on with you in this current position or where you hope to be after you transition out. And just pay attention to who you are as a multifaceted being and just write down notes. Boy, I'm in the flow. Six Sigma Haile wrote this book at the University of Chicago called Flow. When you're in the flow, as your listeners know, time just goes by. You don't even know because you're using your talents. So if you start just paying attention to you and who you are, then get that piece down and pay attention to how you're feeling and how that's working for you, and then start doing homework like Parachute and the other tools that we're talking about. And like I said, the talent team's coming out. That'll be a resource. There'll be different levels of that with membership sites and stuff that we're going to be offering that, and a lot of it's free. So some of it's paid, of course, but a lot of it's free. We're going to be offering experts. Every Friday on the show, we have an expert that helps you with the journey. And what you're doing right here couldn't be more valuable, you know, just sharing ideas. But you've got to stop and you've got to take responsibility that it all comes down to you.
Awesome advice. Okay, so Don, you've got the Discover Your Talent podcast and you've referred to the talent team, which is coming out. Is the podcast going to remain Discover Your Talent? And then the talent team is some other things centered around the podcast?
Yeah, it's going to be an offering that we do. We're working on a webinar talking about it. Actually, this whole interview is what we cover in the webinar. And thank you. And a basic website for the talent team so that veterans and others can go there and hear, you know, stories and vignettes and look at tools that are available and membership sites that are available. Like I said, a lot of it's free, some of it's paid, and that'll be coming out the first part of the year. And we really want to make a difference in the lives of veterans, you know, and really offer these resources that get past the job and the school part and get them to what I call, as obvious as it is, square one, where to start.
That's great. Well, hey, Don, at this point, I usually ask if you're talking to that military member that's soon to be transitioning out of the military and they're looking to get into entrepreneurship instead of going out and getting that J-O-B. You've already given some great advice. Is there any other tidbits of advice you may have for them?
Yeah, thanks. The best way to learn about a field is just informational interviews. You know, and now we've got Google and all these other search engines. Look in the field that you're interested in. And if you're interested in real estate, Google that, find out about it, you know, whatever town you're in, you know, call up a real estate office and talk to the manager and say you'd just like to, you know, talk to them. Or you've got a friend that's in the business. If you want to go into, you know, teaching, talk to teachers, find out what it's about. And, you know, so that you can learn from the inside out, read books on it. There are just hundreds and hundreds of books on entrepreneurship, and find some that capture your imagination and dig in and listen to, you know, what they say, because there's so many smart women and men sharing insights and ideas.
All right, Don. Well, I appreciate you sharing all of your wisdom and advice in all the years that you've been dealing with essentially transition type stuff, finding yourself, finding out what you're good at and what your true passion is. So thanks for being here. And I look forward to seeing your success of the Discover Your Talent podcast and also when you come out with your talent team.
Well, thank you, Joe. It's been a pleasure. And I would like to say, you know, oftentimes people ask if you have an offer, and I do have an offer. I'd like to say that if the first three veterans that write us at discoveryourtalentpodcast.com and go to contact in the upper right-hand corner and write us after they hear this, I'll give them a free 30-minute coaching session just to kickstart their wherever they are.
All right. That's great. So discoveryourtalent.com and go to the contact form?
discoveryourtalentpodcast.com.
Discover Your Talent Podcast. Okay, great.
In the upper right-hand corner, there's contact, and they can just write us an email, and first three that write in, I'll give each of them a free 30-minute coaching session.
All right. That's great. All right. You heard it. Get on it right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And also, let me say that if they want to hear more about the talent team and want to get on a list, they can also let us know. Yeah. Tell me when the talent team comes out and we'll put them on a mailing list. And when it comes out in the next handful of months, we'll send them an email and say, hey, it's up. Take a look at it.
Absolutely. All right. That's awesome. Well, thanks, Don. We appreciate it and look forward to your future success.
Well, thank you so much. And congratulations on the fine work you're doing here, Joe.
Thank you. I appreciate it. All right. These two veterans, Oscar Mike. As you can tell from listening to the Veteran on the Move podcast, interviews are a great way to tell your story and spread the word about your business. If you would like to get booked as a podcast guest, I recommend Interview Valet. You can check out Interview Valet at veteranonthemove.com/valet. Be sure to check out Thrive15.com, the world's premier online education platform that helps entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs, and entrepreneurs learn how to start or grow a successful business. Start your free 30-day membership by going to Thrive15.com and use the promo code VETERAN. Thank you for listening to Veteran on the Move, your pathfinder to freedom. If you like the show, leave us a review on iTunes. Reviews are always greatly appreciated. So until next time, this veteran is Oscar Mike.